And now, the Adequate Podcast presents Ask Philo with your host, Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts from Southeast Texas. Take it away, Philo!
Well, in there, this here is Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, and I am a redneck romancer from northern Southeast Texas, down in Atchafalakawakachikaga County. And we got another episode installment, or whatever you want to call this thing, of the old Ask Philo. And I gotta be honest with you, after an initial rush of enthusiastic questioners, we were beginning to find the well running a bit dry, until Clem, you know, my cousin Clem, the gentleman with the one regular foot and the one cloven hoof, and currently recovering from a not entirely successful experiment and using like several dozen pair of tube socks to see if he can just get his foot into a boot and make it operate properly. It reminded me that about this time, as we are, this will be getting released unto the world about somewhere in the area of mid-December. We are coming up on a very important holiday, one that is beloved by all and sundry, and one which we find to be very important and near and dear to our hearts, and that is, of course, the anniversary of Texas becoming a member of the United States of America on December 29th, 1845. Now, not a lot of people realize this, but we actually had a big old celebration back in 1995, approximately, it was a while back there, but they called that the Sesquicentennial, which is 150 years. That's what Sesquicentennial is, 150th anniversary, as opposed to the Sasquatch Centennial, which we determined was actually probably Cousin Hiram walking around without a shirt on again. And we've asked him to stop doing that, but he just says he's hot. He is known as one of the more hirsute members of the general population out here, and ever so often he'll go up on a vacation up there in the Pacific Northwest, and people just make all kinds of noise left, right, front, and center, taking blurry pictures. That's another thing, is Cousin Hiram is just naturally out of focus. If you look at him, you can't quite see him, and you kind of squint your eyes a little bit, and then pretty soon you just get a headache, and you just assume that it's probably Hiram. We give him a number of hats and say, yeah, it's me, Hiram. You can focus on the hat, and that makes it a little bit easier to kind of have a conversation with him. And he's actually quite very knowledgeable in a number of areas, having to spend a great deal of time on the internet on account of he has to be where there's air conditioning. But I am getting ahead of myself here. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the practices and the belief system that comes from being a red necromancer here in Texas, seeing as we are about to celebrate the anniversary of Texas becoming a state once again. We've been a state now for, oh, goodness me, math is kind of difficult, but I'm pretty sure we're somewhere up in that area of about, oh, geez, I don't know. We're closing in on 200 years, but it's still going to be another 25 or so before we get to 200 years, and I don't remember what the 140th, the 200th, the 180th, or whatever the number. Math is really hard. I gotta apologize here. I did a lot of heavy lifting earlier today, and I had to set a record in the 150-yard running like hell away from an eldritch terror, so I'm just a little out of breath and not thinking too clearly. But fortunately, I got myself a handy visual aid here. I wanted to talk about some practices here that you can use in your day-to-day life without even having to undergo and endure the studies of being a red necromancer, and I think that's convenient for a lot of people out there. That's what I think. The first one, of course, here is don't set sail when there's a circle around the moon. Yeah, and that's that variation on that red sky in the morning sailors take warning thing. But if you see a circle around the moon, it's probably a good idea to go back inside until the migraine passes. So don't set sail, don't get in your car, don't get on your horse. Horse knows he's dealing with somebody with a migraine, and he'll probably just try to, you know, just try to scrape you right off under a tree and go home and take a nap, which is what you should be doing if you got a migraine. So that's one thing to keep in mind here. There's one here, ward off rattlesnakes with horsehair. Now, this is a thing came up on when the cowpokes up a little bit further north in the less swampy parts of Texas. that rattlesnakes don't particularly cotton to horsehair, and they would take a horsehair rope and they would kind of make a big circle around the campfire, which is, when you think about it, kind of a rudimentary protective circle, although unless you're really good at macrame, you're probably not going to get all the appropriate glyphs and warnings and abjurations woven into the circle itself. And then, too, if rattlesnakes weren't that fond of horsehair, why would they keep biting the horses? That's really what I want to know. I think it's probably just because they're annoyed the horses don't look where they step. You step on a snake, snake gets angry, snake bites horse. Horse tramples snake to death, you know, which is a circle of not death, a circle of non-life, as we like to call it here in the business. So that's one you can kind of take or leave as you see fit. Now, never point at a grave is generally a good idea. Now, they tend to say don't point at a grave because your finger will rot and fall off. But let's be completely honest about this. If you're pointing at a grave, this being Texas, it's very likely that the inhabitant of that grave might just be motivated enough to sit up and demand to know just what exactly you are looking at, mister. And then you got yourself a much longer and more complicated afternoon than you had personally planned on, if you understand where I'm coming from on that. There's one thing that says if you find yourself among the dead, turn your pockets inside out so that no ghost will hitch a ride inside your pants pockets. But let's be completely honest about something here. If you turn your pants inside out, your pockets inside out, don't turn your entire pants inside out. That's just embarrassing. That doesn't work. We found that out the hard way, so please learn from our mistakes. But if you turn your pockets inside out, then you ain't got no place to keep your car keys or your wallet or, you know, anything else. Which is really kind of funny because another one of them precautions they talk about is carrying your bread in your pocket as an offering to the spirits. But if you're turning your pockets inside out, where the heck you gonna put it? Well, I guess you could put it in the coverall pocket right up front in your coveralls there, because let's be honest about this. You can't turn that one inside out without getting half naked anyway. And if you are getting half naked in a graveyard, well, you've probably already got a full agenda. So we'll just let that out there. Also, it also happens to have, helps to have carry it as a snack. And as I said before, way back in the beginning of this whole fiasco, moon pie is an incredibly useful item to carry in that front pocket of your coveralls. It's also about the right size, and if all else fails, you got yourself a snack. Now, I got one here that says, if you cross a witch, she may get revenge. Sorry, I've still got a mild headache from that thing I was running away from. She may get revenge by making your milk cows go dry. Superstitious farmers protected their cattle by tying a brass cowbell around the milk cow's neck. Well, that's just common sense, because for one thing, it makes it an awful lot easier to find out where the heck that cow got off to in the first place. And the rhythm of the clanging of the bell tells you a number of things. If it's clanging regularly, the cow's moving. If it's getting louder, they're coming towards you. If it's getting softer, they're going farther away from you. If it becomes incredibly staccato and sounds a bit like a drum solo from one of the, Elton John records in the mid-70s, your cow may in fact be in the grasp of an alligator or crocodile or other cow-consuming creature, and you probably are going to want to go out there and check on it. Now, I'm not a dairy farmer, but I am related to one, and I gotta tell you something, my cousin Cynthia, she says right there, cowbells are useful, but you know what's also useful? Being where there ain't things that eat cows, that comes incredibly useful, and that's one of the reasons why she moved up to Indiana. There's not as many things that eat cows up there, and it's real flat, so you can actually see them coming from a great distance away, according to Cousin Cynthia there. Never start a new business on Friday the 13th. That's a good one. And it's really kind of funny because ain't nobody can actually agree on why Friday the 13th is considered to be an unlucky day. There really isn't. There's a lot of stuff out there, but that never ever comes out. You know why Friday the 13th is considered to be an unlucky day? It's because so many dang people say Friday the 13th is considered to be an unlucky day. But let's be honest about this. You know, causation and correlation ain't the same thing, but if you hear about a lot of bad things happening on Friday the 13th, you're sooner or later going to tie that in. And not just the fact that on Friday the 13th, people just tend to be dumber out there, so we'll just kind of let that one slide as well. I love this one here. Want to stop a storm, stick an axe in the ground. In times of perilous weather, a Texas legend suggests sticking an axe in the ground to curb the impending storm. Lore has that the axe will split the cloud and prevent the downpour. Well, I gotta tell you, you got about halfway right in there, but I tell you what will actually stop a storm, and in fact guarantee that you will not be struck by lightning during that storm. And what you got to do is you got to go out to your local sporting supply store, and you go out there and you get yourself a golf club. Now, not any golf club at all. You want to get yourself a one iron. Because what you want to do is, in the event that you see a storm coming, you go find yourself the tallest place you can stand, and you stand right out there and you wave that one iron right up in there, hold it up proud and high like you're about to shout by the power of Grayskull. Don't shout by the power of Grayskull, because that's an entirely different effect and we don't want to get into that. That's for another podcast in there, because I guarantee you, you will not get struck by lightning, because not even the good Lord himself can hit a one iron. Yeah, that was a long walk for that one, but it was still worth it. It's totally worth that particular joke right there. Let me see here. Oh, see a ghost. Walk around it 9 times and crow like a rooster. This will cause the ghost to believe it is daylight. As a side note, you will look pretty ridiculous doing this. Well, that is true. On the other hand, I gotta admit that if you're trying to impress a ghost, you know, dancing around it 9 times and crowing like a rooster might just get its attention, depending on what its predilections are in the first place. I mean, that's one of the reasons why, you know, my uncle Cecil has the problems that he has right now. I mean, it's not as bad enough that things just keep flying off the shelves at him here and there in his hardware store, but the fact that he has to occasionally jump around and crow like a rooster to try and get them all to calm down does have a bit of an effect on the custom that comes into his shop. But aside from that, he still does a pretty good business on, you know, horsehair ropes and 9 irons and cowbells and stuff like that. And what was the question again?
Thank you, Philo. This has been Ask Philo with Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts in Southeast Texas. Got a question for Philo? Send it to pod@theadequate.com. That's pod@theadequate.com. Ask Philo is a production of The Adequate Company, and anyone who takes it seriously deserves to.